Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Gertrude. Thank you so much for tuning in to Asia and Oceania today. Today's episode is titled, Buddhism South Asia. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. One of the earliest accounts of Buddhism in Southeast Asia was of a Theravada Buddhist mission sent by the Indian Emperor Ashoka to modern-day Burma in 250 BCE. Mahayana Buddhism is thought to have spread from both China and India during the 1st and 2nd century into Southeast Asia. Theravada Buddhism in Southeast Asia is rooted in Ceylonese Buddhism that traveled from Sri Lanka to Burma and later to Lower Thailand. With the help of the monk Gunavarman and other Indian missionaries, Buddhism gained a firm foothold on Java well before the 5th century CE. In the Malay Peninsula and Indonesia, as in India, Buddhism gradually lost its hold during the first half of the second millennium CE, rather loosely joined together. Vietnamese Buddhists managed to preserve their traditions through the period of French colonial rule in the 19th and 20th centuries. Literacy rates vary from among the highest in South Asia, over 90% in Sri Lanka, to the lowest 15% among the Chakmas of Bangladesh and other hill tribes of eastern India. The place of Buddhist women in society varies considerably throughout South Asia and is determined largely by the individual group among which a woman lives. Be sure to refer to those guidelines when editing your bibliography or works cited list, were held during the period to make sure that the Buddha's teachings to the teaching. These dissenting monks did not agree that becoming of their efforts. Mahayana Buddhism gained greater popularity throughout in the 13th century. Missionary monks from today's Sri Lanka introduced Theravada Buddhism to the Khmer people, and Theravada prevails in Cambodia to this day. There is archaeological evidence of Buddhism in southern Burma dating to the 4th century CE, but most of the Burmese followed indigenous religions until the mid-11th century, when the king was converted to Theravada Buddhism and made it his state religion. Over the centuries, people from many parts of Asia settled in Singapore, bringing various forms of Buddhism with them, and Buddhism is the most widely practiced religion in that country today. This was Buddhism South Asia, by Asia and Oceania, and this was episode number 6. My name is Gertrude Boyd, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.